Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, February 7th.
We're back. I can't believe the week is almost over.
I know. And it's a week away from Valentine's Day, huh? So that would be next Thursday.
Yeah.
Huh. You don't have a Valentine.
No.
I don't either.
Yeah, no.
So we're going to celebrate that being single, which is not a friggin' big deal.
I'm not really like, I'm not depressed about it. I've never really like, I've never had a Valentine, so I don't really care too much about, it's like just a holiday for people to make money. Because your man should treat you every day like it's Valentine's Day.
Exactly,
but don't get me wrong, if I did have a man, it would be cute if he like rented a hotel, like a little staycation or something cute.
That's true. That's a good idea.
Just to show that he does still love you and care.
Yeah. Take you to Disneyland for the day.
Yeah, I can't imagine how crazy restaurants, like they probably are going to make so much money on Valentine's Day.
They charge you a lot of money.
Yeah, they make specific menus for that day.
So they can charge you a fucking lot.
Like it's not even, you can't go in, like if you go to your regular restaurant, it's going to be, no, this is the menu tonight.
Exactly, and it's not the same.
No.
You're right. That's exactly the way it goes. Just like with New Year's Eve parties and... You know, and stuff like that. It's the same thing. The prices are just jacked up so high.
Right.
That you go, why am I even doing this? And there's so many people out too, you know?
Right.
If you can find a table, that is. So, yeah. So, you know, I mean, a lot of people feel anti-Valentine's Day, you know? I don't have one opinion one way or another on this. It's okay. But I also think we should... We should celebrate that every day, our spouses.
Right, right. I mean, granted, it's cool to have one day where they can, like, show out and show up, you know? Like, do some crazy shit. Like, this is what I want to do
for
you.
Or, like, get flowers or get roses at work. That's what women like.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody stuffs.
Because we all want to look at the other person like, do you see this bouquet?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's kind of like a competition for women. Like,
it is.
Whose man did the best
Valentine's
Day gift.
Is that what it is?
Probably
then,
so.
Then I guess we should do well.
Yeah.
We should give you really cool things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but I think you're right. Experiences are better than physical gifts, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I haven't thought about that, but that's a good idea when you don't know what to get someone.
Right.
You know, take him on some kind of experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Travel.
For sure. I would rather that than him buy me like a bag or something.
Right.
Because then I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like that was, I feel like buying materialistic things for something like Valentine's Day is kind of like, I care, but I don't really care enough.
Right, exactly. Take a fucking gift card and go get
exactly. It'd be better if your man like was surprised you and said, have your bags packed at like 8 a.m. We're leaving at 5 p.m.
And it doesn't even have to be that big a deal. I mean, 1 year for my birthday, my lady took me to the Mondrian.
Mondrian.
The Mondrian, isn't it?
No, Mondrian.
Mondrian?
Are you talking about Montage?
No, the hotel with the pool on top, sky something. What's it called? Shit.
It's in LA, right?
Right, on Sunset. Mondrian or something.
No, hold on.
Okay.
No, because the only hotel I know out here with an M is the Montage.
No.
Mondrian.
But at any rate, listen, it doesn't really matter. But we went, it's a nice hotel on Sunset.
Sunset, right?
And we went and got massage and spa and shit.
And this is all her doing?
Sat by the pool. Yeah. You know, so it was nice. It was a nice experience.
Yeah, the only thing popping up is the Mondrian.
Mondrian?
Yeah.
Maybe that's... But I think you're not pronouncing it correctly.
Oh, Mondrian and Montage are two different things.
No. The Mondrian is not pronounced Mondrian.
What do you mean?
It's supposed to be pronounced Mondrian or something.
I don't know.
No?
I've never heard anyone call it that. That's why I was like, what is he talking about? But Mondrian, if that's how you say it, is on Sunset. So that's where, it's showing the pool. So that must be where you see it.
Yeah. What's it called? The sky something? Sky.
Let's see.
Because they're.
Skybar.
Skybar.
Yeah. I go there in the summer because they have like lit parties during the day.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a nice hotel.
Yeah, it's very nice. So imagine going there for a spa, massage, sitting by the pool.
Right.
They treated us nicely, eating, lunch. So I remember that one. I don't remember physical gifts I've gotten over the years.
Right.
For
exactly.
birthdays and shit like that, you know. So is Valentine's Day only a one-way thing? You're only the guy supposed to get the girl something? Or is the girl supposed to get...
I think the girl is supposed to get the guy something, too.
Yeah.
I don't think it's
necessary. But it is about the women.
I think it's about the relationship.
Yeah, but...
I don't think it's about
the
women.
The women expect the gifts, not the guys.
No, I would never not get my man a gift for Valentine's Day.
So you're cool, but I think for the most part, this holiday is for women.
Yeah, can you imagine, like, doing a ton of shit for your girlfriend and she does nothing for you? She just says thank you for her gift.
I know.
That's when you realize you need to have a new girlfriend.
Right, exactly. With friends, the same way.
Right.
You know? I mean, if they don't call, they don't keep contact, you find yourself initiating every time.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like, show me that you want to talk to me.
Right.
And be with me.
Right.
You know?
I agree.
That's why I don't have a lot of friends, because my expectations are very high of friends.
Same.
You know, because when I grew up, my friends were really close.
Right. Mm.
So that's why I can't find really close friends. You know? It's hard.
It's hard. Mm-hmm. And the older you get, it's even harder. Like, I feel like a lot of people that have friends now, they've been friends since they were, like, kids.
Right. Either that or they met in their 20s, mm-hmm. you know, and... They started partying together and all
that. And then they just stayed friends. I, however, had a different experience. That's like one of my biggest regrets in life, I think.
Friends?
Not like having more genuine relationships.
Me too.
Like I wish I had more.
I know, but we got to look at ourselves and ask ourselves why.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not enough to say I'm picky and all that, but people that do have friends tell me that you've got to compromise. You got to... Like, not make a big deal out of the fact that they don't call you.
Right.
But it's bullshit, right?
One of my friends says, we don't have to talk every day.
Right.
But we're still really good friends.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, life happens.
Right, exactly. I mean, I have friends from childhood. We don't see each other for years. And then suddenly one of us will travel to the other one or to the, you know, either to Israel or they come here.
Right.
And we would go, wow, it's like we never really left, you know?
Right.
Because you have that connection.
Mm-hmm.
But not many people are like that.
And, yeah.
You know, that's too bad. But, you know, do you have anybody in your life you'd like to go back to, like, be with them again?
Like, romantically wise?
Yes.
No.
Really?
Not a single person.
Oh, wow.
Mm-mm. I've never been in love, Sam.
Yeah.
I've just wanted it so bad that I've tried to force situations to be what I imagine it to be.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I've never... been in love with anyone that I've come across, so for when it's done for me, it's done.
Yeah,
like there's no going back. It didn't work out. You're a piece of shit.
Right.
Toodaloo.
yeah. Well, you know what, you still have time, because I gotta admit to you that the relationships that meant something to me were after 30.
Yeah.
So you have a lot to look forward
to. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
This is like the first time in my life I'm really not stressed about it. Like, and plus I told you, after going to Chicago, I've got really high standards on how I will be treated from here on out.
Good for you.
If I don't get treated that way, I don't have time for you.
Right. Then, you know, you'll get a better reputation. You'll feel better about yourself.
Right.
About, you know, not compromising yourself and your values.
Exactly.
For fucking guys, you know? I mean, they treat you like shit.
Yeah. Can you imagine me having that weekend I did in Chicago, which was amazing from beginning to end, and then going back to someone like the dude who drives a Lamborghini.
Right.
And thinks he can
treat you like shit.
Talk to me like I'm a piece of shit.
Right.
No, never in my life. I will never think of that man ever again. If he ever calls me, I'm literally going to laugh.
Yeah.
And never answer.
Good for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you now. You see?
Yeah. Everything happens for a reason.
Because when you were with him, everybody told you it's crazy.
Yeah. It was bad from the beginning.
You're the only one who didn't really see it.
Yeah.
You saw it, but you did it anyway.
Yeah. It's like I almost was convinced that I could be the one that was like going to change who he was as a person. No, no one's going to change him at all.
Yeah.
And that's just not somebody, that's just not how I want to be treated. I want like someone who's affectionate and emotional.
Yeah.
I can't deal with.
There are people like that, you know.
Yeah.
You just got to find them.
I just spent a weekend with one and it's unfortunate. It's just a weekend, but it's just like. I can never go from that to going to someone who has no emotion.
Right.
And even if he does have emotion, he has to put up like this cool front like he doesn't. I don't have time for that. Let it all come out.
Yeah. So maybe this was like an opportunity, a lesson for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to enjoy the weekend, plus right. give you a good lesson.
Exactly.
In your life, which is going to change your life.
Yeah. So basically, a random stranger that I happened to have sex with changed my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was you who changed your life because you took the step to go there.
I know. Can you believe that? No. So not like me.
Yeah.
Just like, fuck it.
Really? It's yeah. not like you?
I've never, ever flown to a city to see someone before.
Wow.
Yeah. I just felt my gut. I have to do this. And I went, and I have no regrets.
Good.
Yeah.
You see, so you took the initiative. I'm telling you, you can do so much.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to believe in yourself and take the initiative. Just say, fuck it.
Right.
You know, take life by the horns and say, you know, I don't know, man. And we were talking about this, but you got to find something, right. some source of income, and you've got to.
I know.
You don't have a choice. You know, life, and I told you right before we went on the air, life is a serious thing, you know? It costs money to be alive.
I know.
To survive.
To even wake up in the morning costs
right.
money. To brush your teeth costs money. To wipe your ass costs money. Everything yeah. costs money.
Exactly.
It's like life is a giant bill.
Okay, so what do you do in that case? You rebel against it or you adapt to it? And accept it and just go along with the ride.
For the past couple of months, I've been struggling, but right. I've had enough to, like, for some reason, I've had enough just to pay my bills or pay my rent.
Yeah, but you're living, like, on sustenance.
Is that? That's what I'm saying. It's, like, so fucking draining.
Right.
It's so draining. I'm like, I'm so over this. And this month, I didn't even pay my rent.
Right.
So it's like, what am I to do here?
Right. But do you understand this is all your own doing?
No, Sam, right. I'm doing what I can to get a job.
But I don't think so. I mean, that's what you say, but it's
impossible. Sam, I've literally walked into restaurants.
Don't be mad at me. I mean, I'm just like,
I mean, but don't sit here and say I'm not doing
okay,
what I can.
Let's
I
talk
am.
About something
yeah,
else.
Like, I'm not.
All right.
This isn't a choice to be not paying my rent and getting a 3-day notice on my door.
Okay,
and
having I stand my corrected. Yeah, then. Okay.
This isn't like what all I right. want.
It's just frustrating to me as much as to you. Well, maybe not as much because I know you're very frustrated. But look, the thing is that what can I tell you? What can I tell you? You have to make money. In order to do that, you have to work. And I don't know at what. But
yeah, me neither.
That's the reality. There's no other way. You know, you don't want to forever have people helping you out. That's
I know,
not the
and I
way
hate asking people for help.
Yeah.
I hate it. I literally yeah. hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it so much. Even to ask somebody for $100, I hate it.
If it's something that's hard for you, maybe you should, you know, you don't have a therapist or anything, right?
No, out here, no.
Maybe you should find one.
I mean.
To help you, because you're stuck. You're stuck. You need to get unstuck.
But a therapist is not going to get me a job, Sam.
No. But they're going to help you adjust as to what your expectations are in the job market.
I mean, I'll take anything at this point. That's not the issue.
Well,
the issue is I'm not getting interviews. I'm not getting callbacks. Like,
okay,
it's just not working out.
Okay, whatever. Let's stop with the self-therapy now.
Yeah, I'm
and
over
move
it.
To other shit. So, any good movies you've seen lately? Have you been watching movies, TV, anything?
Not really.
No?
No, when I was traveling. I mean, I watched season 2 of Punisher on Netflix.
Really? You know, mm-hmm. I can't get into that show. I don't
love
know why.
It.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to watch the first one. It's just not there for me.
I binge-watched the first one in a day and a half.
Wow.
And then I binge watched the second one in 3 days. Mm-hmm.
How many episodes is that? 20?
No, 13 though. It's 13 hours.
Yeah, for one season?
No. Season 2 was 13. I think season 1 was only like 8.
Right. But then so you only watched season 2?
No, I watched both.
Right.
But season 1 was a year ago.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this time you watched 13.
Yeah, 13 episodes. Yeah, 13 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How can you possibly do that?
Yeah, it's a really good show.
I mean, but what does binging mean? Do you take breaks?
Yeah.
You
it
do.
Took 3 days. So I'd watch it like when I got into bed and I was about to go to sleep. But then I didn't go to sleep till like 4 or 5 a.m. because wow. I was watching it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whoa. So yeah. That's how binging works. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, sometimes people binge all day.
Yeah.
Like they'll watch an entire show. Like
Jeez.
They just won't leave.
Fuck.
I wish we could get paid for that.
Yeah. To sit and watch a fucking
yeah,
movie.
I wish we could.
Well, then become a fucking movie critic. Start
I would love to.
So start your own YouTube channel.
I have a YouTube.
Criticism. Okay, then do it. Maybe that's what you should do.
Mm.
You know, be a critic. The movie critic.
I always thought about that.
Yeah. But you like, watch a lot of shit. You know a lot of what's going on TV and right. in popular culture.
Right.
You know, first to currently what's going on.
Yeah, it would be cool if I could do that and then start getting the passes so right. I can go to premieres and stuff.
Right. Listen, you've got the fucking audience. Do something.
I know. I know.
I'm telling you, I don't care who the fucking audience is, but you have quite a bit of audience.
Right.
And in, by anybody's standards.
Yeah.
Really, by anybody's standards.
Yeah.
It's not easy to get that many followers, and I don't care why you have them.
Mm-hmm.
But they follow you, and they comment and all mm-hmm. the shit. So take advantage of it. Meet somebody. Maybe put up an ad on Craigslist or something. That you're looking for someone that can help you monetize a lot of traffic on social media.
Right. I should be making like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a month.
Duh. Ugh. You know?
It smells like gasoline here.
Really?
Yeah, you smell that? It smells like straight up gas.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, my nose is fucking congested this morning, but
it just came out of nowhere.
But okay. You know what it is? I think it's material they use on like... Because they work on the air conditioning, I think.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, should we get the really, fuck out
it,
of here?
Is it strong?
Yeah.
But where would it come from? Just maybe the air conditioning?
I have no idea. It just came out of nowhere, though.
Okay, let me just open the door in here real quick.
Yeah. Well, just make sure everything's good. Yeah. So we don't, like, blow up into 1,000 pieces. You can smell it, right?
Yeah, let's just leave the door open.
Yeah.
Is it strong?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll be okay. Don't freak out. Yeah, don't freak out on me.
It almost smells like if you go to a car shop.
Yeah, like a
and they're working
gas
on,
station, no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking gas station.
That's okay, so that's like. Not a bad thing. I mean, if it smells like gas that comes out of your stove, that's dangerous. But, you know, I mean, this is not...
I never smelt the gas that comes out of my stove.
Yeah, it's got a different smell to it.
Does it?
Yeah, and they give it that smell so it's distinct and you can tell what it is.
Right. This is really
strong.
The
same with gasoline, you know. They put the... They make it smell like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what could they possibly be using gas for in this building right now?
I don't know. Maybe it's similar to other things to be able to maybe clean things.
Mm.
I don't know. They're working on the air conditioning and something. And the leaks here.
Yeah.
See, you can hear people walking, right?
Oh, like or knocking, banging. Yeah.
Yeah, they're on the roof.
Yeah.
We're on the fourth floor. Anyway, people don't know what the fuck we're talking about. So we'll continue.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as TV and movies, now that I have my 17-inch... No, 75. 75.
It's like 17.
Yeah, I'm like thinking dick wise. 75-inch TV that I got.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted it so bad that we went to Best Buy and I took someone with an SUV, right? Because I have a regular car.
Right.
And it was raining. It was pouring Saturday morning. You remember how it was Saturday morning?
I didn't get back till Sunday.
Stormy. Oh, yeah. You weren't here. Mm.
But it was raining on Sunday, too, so I can only imagine.
Yeah, but it was actually stormy, like a lot of wind and shit.
And I saw like a lot of floods, like streets were flooded and stuff.
Yeah, not that much, really.
Not terribly, but a lot for Los Angeles.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. Actually, it was a pleasant time for me a few days.
Of course it was.
Of rain, yeah.
It's supposed to rain this weekend, too. There you go.
Yeah. Well, I'm a rainmaker.
Yeah, it's raining on Saturday.
Saturday, they said. Yeah. I don't know, but it sure has been cold here in L.A. We reached like 33 last night.
Yeah, last night was cold, and it's raining all next week.
All of next week?
Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Sign me up for that.
I'm like, no, what the hell?
Because at least we're having a winter, for crying out loud, finally. And I always remember February being like the wettest month.
Really? Yeah. I don't remember rain at all last month.
In January?
Mm-mm.
We did have a lot of it. I mean, February only started. All the rain we
last
had
year?
Was in January. You just said last month.
No, I said last year.
You said last
month. Did I? Yeah. No, last year I don't remember rain at all.
Yeah?
I remember it being like chilly.
Yeah.
And like cloudy, but I don't remember it raining a lot.
It didn't rain for several years. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is good because we were in a fucking drought, man.
Right.
So maybe now it'll be better.
Yeah. Well, it seems to rain a lot now, so.
Yeah, exactly, you know. So let it rain. Let it be. Are you still smelling it strong?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess
so
once
weird.
It's in the air, it stays here, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Should we bring a fan in here?
No,
put it
it's so cold.
No, but we can aim it outside or something.
Well, I don't think that's going
to
help.
Yeah. That's okay. If something happens to you, we'll be covered. I'm sure the building, the building's got a good
yeah, if we survive
policy.
It.
Yeah. Let me tell you, all I can tell you is one thing. You want to hear this? Sometimes disaster can turn into the best thing that ever happened to you. My friends were...
Like my life.
Okay, don't make me forget what I wanted to say.
Your friend.
Then we'll discuss your life. But my friends, those twins that
lost everything
in paradise,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
They were, I mean, they had nothing left.
Right.
And there's seven people, you know, including the kids.
Right.
They stayed in like a fucking vineyard or something for a couple weeks. Now, so they're left with nothing, right? Now you have to deal with the insurance, with the, you know, suing the gas company, the electric company and all that shit. And before you know it, now they have lawyers contacting them, telling them you could make millions of dollars from this.
Right.
Because they had a business too. So think about that. All the money they could never make in their business, they're going to make 10 times that.
Right. But it could take years.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Jeez.
It's not going to take that long.
Well, I guess they can retire now.
Yeah, I told them, don't fucking count your money yet, but if you're looking at a few millions, then yeah, you can retire.
Yeah, if they're smart about it.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, just think about it. Any way you look at it and slice it, you realize that they're owed a lot of money.
Right.
Because it's a business that has been built over 15 years.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, if they had an insurance policy for inside the home.
Right.
And they had, like, let's say they said they had.
They didn't.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's the number one mistake homeowners make. And I only say that because I used to work in insurance.
Right.
The most important thing to do is insure the shit in your house.
Right. Well, if you have a lot of shit in your house.
Yeah. Well, even if you don't.
Right. Exactly.
If something happens, you're still not going to be covered. Even if it wasn't a lot of shit. It's still your shit, and now you're fucked.
Yeah. And not only that, but you want to get at least some money for
something.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, that's true, because I just got a renter's a policy,
mm-hmm.
and they said, you know, if you pay more, then you can get more.
Yeah.
So I figured, what the fuck? If something happens, I'll get 250 grand, not 25,000.
Yeah, if you have the cap that's 250, then you can cap out at that.
Yeah, that's what I did. Mm-hmm. I thought, what the hell, you know, because if it happens, if something happens... fire, whatever.
Right.
You realize that all your shit is gone and you're only getting 25 grand. That's not enough.
Right.
But if you get a quarter million, wow.
Mm-hmm. And then you can buy all new shit for your new spot.
It's like for another $100 a year or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's worth it.
Right.
What are you going to do? Like, think back shit. If I spend $100 more a year, I would have gotten a quarter million.
Right, right. And I don't know how it works. I don't know if like an appraisist, whatever they're called, comes in and like looks at your stuff and does an estimate. I don't know how it actually works.
No, they don't.
You just tell them.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I know people that have like, when I used to do insurance, there was this one guy who was super rich, and his insurance policy for the inside of his home, which isn't really that much money, but his was, because the stuff inside his home was like worth a lot. Like, he had nice pianos and paintings from like famous painters, and it's just like, okay, yeah, that's gonna be a little bit more pricey than someone who just has like, you know, regular clothes,
yeah,
countertops. You can even like insure like your silverware. I had a blender. I need my blender back.
Yeah,
just get the policy. Oh God, if they had that, they could sue the company and sue the insurance and got everything in their house covered.
Right,
now they know to have that from here on out.
Yeah, but you must understand that what they're facing, the reason they're going to get millions is because they're suing the power and gas,
right.
PG&E, but essentially so many people are going to sue them, that's why they're going into bankruptcy now.
Mm-hmm.
you know, but still, there's going to be a lot of money to go around.
I think, yeah.
And they're going to get something. So,
but if they had that and their homeowners, they would have been good.
Right. But no, they got pretty good. Listen, they were put up in a house that they could never afford on their own.
Right.
For like at least 6 months, they were living in a fucking 6-7 bedroom home.
Yeah.
Imagine. You know, they're saying it's like rich people's house.
Right.
You know, so they've been treated, all their bills are being paid and all this shit. So it's
worth it. Who's paying it, though?
The insurance company.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they need all new clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's exactly. Really sad.
And plus the GoFundMe that we raised for them and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, they made out pretty nicely.
Right. Yeah.
I told them that. I said, fuck, you see, you were like, you rose from the ashes. And now you have more money than you're going to have more money than you ever did.
Right.
So life can be pretty weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's still kind of like a shitty situation.
Yeah.
I mean, they're never going to have any of their like lifelong.
Who cares?
Oh
Who
my
fucking
God.
Cares?
I think that would.
If I got a few million dollars, would you care?
I mean, I'd probably still care. Yeah.
Like what do you have?
Like pictures. Like my mom, when I went home, my mom has a box of like all the arts and crafts we used to do when we were like in kindergarten stuff, and like letters we used to write our parents. Like,
do you ever look at it?
Yeah, I looked at it when I went home.
Oh, really?
She showed me. She goes, "I found this box.
Right,
it's all our stuff." That's devastating if you lose like little precious stuff like that.
But
you know?
I don't have them anyway. You know, I never really.
Yeah, it's different if you
around.
Don't have like that type of shit.
So
you know?
Just imagine. I mean, a person can live without these things. Come on.
I mean, yeah, you could live without it because you have no choice but to.
Right.
Yeah.
See, like my brother actually doesn't talk to the rest of my family because some of his shit was thrown away because he left it at, you know, at my parents' house in Israel for a very long time. Didn't
right.
claim it, didn't do anything with it. But then when it was emptied and tossed away, then he got pissed off.
Yeah.
Why did you throw my shit away? You know?
I mean, I'm like that
but
too. Don't
like,
touch my stuff.
Right. But I mean, if it was important to you, wouldn't you keep it close to you? Or would you leave it at some people's house for 10 years?
Is this your brother that lives here?
No, in China.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. And he left his shit back in Israel. And then my aunt there didn't know what to do. So she just got rid of it because we had to sell the house.
Yeah.
So, but the point I'm trying to say is, if you don't really enjoy this shit all the time, just to know that you have it,
right?
That's bullshit, you know? I mean, take pictures of all the fucking pictures that you have, you know?
What do you mean?
Take pictures of them with your camera. You said you have a lot of pictures, right? Or just
that is not the same.
What?
Having a picture of, like, a snowman you made for your mom in fourth grade.
Oh, no, that's not,
not
what
same.
I mean, but you said pictures, too. You
yeah, pictures, just, like old school photographs of us at, like, our dance
right.
recitals.
Right, why couldn't you take pictures of it on your phone and then
because
you
it's
have
like,
it forever?
It's, like, from 1980.
Okay.
And the film back then is, like, if you take a picture of it, it's just going to be like, what?
Listen, I'm saying that's cool. Keep it, but make backups.
Well, it's all in my parents' crib.
Make backups on your phone. Well, give somebody. I mean, there's places that'll do that for you. They'll digitize
yeah.
the pictures for you.
Yeah.
And then they stay forever.
I'm just saying, it still probably sucks.
All right, whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares, yeah. right?
I mean, $1 million sounds nice. I'm sure anyone would get over it, but still kind of sucks.
Yeah. Hmm. But you know what? $1 million is not life-changing
It's not.
Anymore.
It's not. Like, if yeah. I hit, like, if I got a scratch ticket and won $1 million,
uh-huh.
I'd say, okay, I'm good for a couple of months. And I'd still be thinking about how I need to get my shit together.
And get more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because $1 million after you taxes are taken out, you're really only getting like, what, $500,000?
Well, fuck the taxes. Okay, let's say you get the whole million.
Okay,
it's
so we get a whole million.
Because you want to get a house at least,
right?
Right.
And a house is okay. now, it's like, what, $600,000 for a small ass
for
piece
a very
of property?
Cheap house, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In LA, though,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you live somewhere else, you can spend a lot less for mm-hmm. for an equivalent house.
Right.
So, but no, I mean, I don't know, man. Anyway, so did we talk about the Super Bowl at all? Did you want to? Oh, you
yeah, we
watch
talked
it,
about it,
and you didn't watch it, right?
No, so the conversation wasn't
okay. Yeah, because okay, so I can't even talk to you, but Rob Gronkowski, he was a strong player, okay,
mm-hmm.
and apparently somebody threw a beer can at his face. And
at the parade?
No, at the Oh, is it the parade? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the parade, I think, right?
Oh, yeah. I thought it meant on the field after the game. Wow. That's pretty shitty, man.
Mm. I mean, they're really close to people. They're just on like these floats going around the city.
Yeah. What do you think about guys taking off their shirts if they have good bodies?
I mean, first of all, Boston's freezing, so yeah. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Number two, I don't find him attractive by any means. Like, I don't know how any female on this planet finds him attractive.
Who's that?
Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, no. He's not the attractive one. He's not the one that's dressed here. They're just showing some people on the sidelines watching the parade.
Right.
And they have their shirts off, and they have pretty good bodies. You know, you can see they work out. But also with, I brought it up because I remember the Maroon 5 thing from the weekend.
Yeah,
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I saw pictures of him.
Right.
His body is nice, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Full of tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, are you okay with that? With guys, does it turn you on when they're like that?
No.
No?
Well, it's like it's indifferent for me.
Really?
Like if I was ever out and a guy just randomly, if we weren't at the beach or about to get into a pool or a sauna or a shower or about to have sex, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like you're
an
idiot.
That's what apparently a lot of people are saying.
Yeah. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah. Did you see on social media? I mean, they pretty much hated it. People mostly hate it.
I'm like, there's no point. And it's not like us females are like, yeah, look at that guy over there without his shirt on. Because we're looking at you like you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And anyone at a parade in 30 degree weather with no shirt on, we're probably going to think that you've got no brains up here.
Exactly. Like, who the fuck you are? Yeah. You think you have such a great body.
Yeah. No, not only that. It's just like you're an idiot. It's freezing. You can still have fun with your jacket on. Wow.
Yeah, but they're trying to really show up. It's okay. You can come in. Oh, okay, no problem. Don't close it all the way. It locks. Oh, God. We're like yelling on the radio. But, guys, sometimes you have to understand. We're the only ones here in the morning. And when shit happens around the studio, we have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And someone walks in and they wanted to close the door. And they said, just don't lock it. Mm-hmm. You lock yourself outside. Anyway, so Gronkowski... I think it was the MVP, right, of the game?
No, Julian Edelman was.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wow, so you know everything. You see, that's what I'm saying. Go and fucking do
it. Like, you don't even have to watch shit. You just see it on social media.
Yeah, no, I know, but you're knowledgeable about these things, mm-hmm. about pop culture, I'm mm-hmm. telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So do something with it. You have a fucking audience.
Right.
I don't know. If I had, like, the time you have to think, I would think about how to do it.
I know. I think about it every day, too.
Yeah, if you don't know how to do it, find someone who does.
Yeah.
You know, and share the fucking money.
There's some girls. So there's this girl I know. She gets paid 90. So in the past year,
right.
All she does, she cooks, she cleans, and she takes pictures and clothes. That's it. That's all she does.
Right.
She made $90,000. From posting just in clothes.
Really?
Yeah, but she has like a lot more followers than me, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's just frustrating because like I work with one of the brands she works with, but they don't pay me or they don't pay me yet.
Right.
And she has 92% men following her and like I think like 15 or 16% women following her. So she's posting, promoting
sexy
the brand.
Stuff. Oh, okay.
Only 16% of women are seeing those posts. The rest are men that just want to look at her body and ass.
Exactly.
So really, her posts are ineffective.
Right, exactly. The target market is not there.
Exactly. Then you go to my page, where I have less followers. I get less likes. But right. my ratio is 78% women.
Right.
And like 22% men.
Right. So you're an influencer for women.
Yeah. So I'm like, they should pay me what they're paying her.
Right.
Because I'm probably going to do a better job at reaching an audience than she is.
Yeah. But then they need to measure how effective your audience is for them.
Right.
But at any rate, yeah, I mean, you got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like
I got to figure it out within like 3 weeks because March 1st is tomorrow, basically.
Yeah.
And I still haven't paid my February rent. That's my life right now.
Yeah. But no, I mean, you have to. Let me ask you this. Do you think if someone paid you and you promoted them that it would be worth it for them? To do it?
I do a really good job of promoting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But let me ask you this, for example. If I paid you a certain amount of money, could you actually bring in more listeners to the show?
Yeah.
You could?
For sure.
Okay. So let's make a deal. Let's see if we can... excuse me. Let's see if we can do that.
On our first...
You see, because the thing is... I'm sorry, but right. It all comes down to, is it worth it for them
right.
to pay you?
Right. Yeah, no, 110%.
Go on.
Our first episode of our podcast, it did okay. Like I told you, Camilla wasn't really promoting it, which was frustrating. I was doing like most of it on my own.
Right.
And then our second episode, we had like a guest on or whatever. And she, again, kind of promoted it, not as much. But our just from me posting as much as I did, we had like 8,000 downloads in like a week.
Wow.
Yeah. Which I think is pretty good for a podcast that's just starting.
It is that nobody knows about before.
I just don't understand how people make money off podcast.
They don't.
Yeah, it's like it's like it's just doing it to be like for a hobby, really. Yeah. At the end of the day.
Well, yeah, but it's more than that. I mean, look, you're asking me how we can survive. Obviously, look, we've got 80 shows here that feel that.
Yeah, but you own it, so it's different.
No. I'm talking about the hosts here because they have podcasts just like you would. Like you do yours.
Yeah, but are they making money?
No.
Exactly.
But that's what I'm saying, though. It's not just about a hobby. It's about promoting themselves in other things. I mean, you have Katarina here that you just saw, right? She started here as a host. Mm-hmm. Nobody really knew her.
Right.
Today, you know how involved she is in so many things. Right. I'll have her come back on the show and you'll see. She's doing a million freaking things, and I keep telling her, I said, you're a natural for this. You know how to do it. She's in front of a camera. She can carry a show for 30 minutes by herself looking at the camera now.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so and she's got to look for it, too.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, most of our shows are not on video, and they still, people feel that, hey, you know, I have a place to sit with people, actually talk, interview them,
talk
to people I may not have talked to otherwise. And people don't want to do it at home or at some place.
No, or like on your kitchen counter with like the shit you bought from Amazon.
Exactly. And you have no audience. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows about you because there's a million fucking podcasts.
Right. There's so many.
Right.
There's literally so many.
Right. And then you come to our station, there's only 80 to choose from.
Right.
And it's about just about anything. Why not?
Right.
And exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's how we grew in 11 years. We created good content and fuck it, you know. Like, there's a lot of content, a lot of podcasts out there, but why do people listen to you and me?
Right.
Because the bottom line is we've accomplished ourselves or established ourselves as people that can entertain, that can teach people some stuff.
Right.
Because we don't just sit around and bullshit.
Right.
We actually know how to carry a show.
Right.
And people listen.
Mm-hmm.
They listen. And that's the amazing thing because, and why do we do it? We're not making any money on this.
I know.
Well, you are. But I'm not. You know?
Groceries.
Yeah. But listen, you are. And the bottom line is, you probably make more than anybody else on this station because you do.
Right.
But the rest of them are not. It's not. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that there's like certain websites and stuff. Like there's this like true crime.
Right.
There's this true crime podcast. I don't remember the actual name of it, but there was like two guys, I think.
Right.
And they just talked about like crime shows because it's like what they like.
Right.
They like sat in their basement, whatever, like did it old school status. Like,
yeah.
And then they joined this website called Patreon, I believe. And they started charging their listeners like $5 a month, $10 a month. Like, you can only listen to it here, but you got to pay a subscription.
Right.
They're making like $80,000 a month. That's how big they have become. But they've also been doing it. They've also been doing it for like, I think, 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
But can you imagine?
Hold on just a second. Roland, does it smell like gas in here? No?
Yeah, it kind of went away. Like, I don't really smell it anymore. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Now we can have the door closed again. Go on.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm like, sometimes like you can take something small and turn it into something big, but you got to be like on the grind trying to figure out how to do that.
Yeah. Now, supposedly a lot of people have like formulas or they tell you, look, this is how I got like a million followers in a week or something.
Right.
You know?
It's really not like that. Like there's like, I follow this gay guy on Instagram who makes really funny videos. And he made one video maybe 6 months ago and it went viral. All it takes is one video to go viral and then that's it. Now people know your page. on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, and this is happening for you. I don't think there's necessarily a formula for it. I think it's pure luck.
Yeah.
Like you got the right people to retweet your original content that other people retweeting it that had no idea who you were.
Yeah.
Like I found him randomly on Twitter. Someone retweeted him and I was like, what's this?
Yeah.
Pissed my pants. Then I followed him on all social media. Now he was at, when I followed him, he was at, I think, 80,000 followers. He's almost at 1 million on Instagram now.
Really? How long ago was that?
Less than 6 months.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, and...
but he's funny.
I think for the most part, that's how viral happens, but I also believe that some people can actually plan it. Don't you think?
No.
By now, people have figured out how to plan something?
Nope.
Why? I mean, look, if you do like... let's say you do a commercial for the Super Bowl and you really do something outrageous, it's probably going to go viral. Think about it.
Yeah, but it's only because you did something outrageous. It's not calculated.
Well...
you know what I mean?
No, like, no. It's calculated. Like
you mean like they can plan a video that they hope to go viral is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, anyone could do that.
No, they don't plan. They know it will.
No, I don't think anyone knows that.
I mean, okay, what was it that... okay, I'll think about it later. I'll bring it up to you.
I think someone could have an amazing concept to a video and like think the world is going to love this.
Right.
But it all depends if the world is going to see it. It's really by pure luck.
I know. Okay, so let me ask you this. Like with the Gillette commercial with the manhood all that stuff, right?
Right.
What about that? You know, I mean,
I think they did that
something controversial. They got the thing went fucking viral.
Okay, but it didn't really go viral because Gillette is already such a known brand. So it's easy for a video like that to be talked about because it's already a brand that's talked about.
Right,
it's not like a random person sitting at home in their basement with their four best friends and said, let's make this fucking fake Super Bowl ad and post it online and everyone's going to
see it. No, absolutely. But we're talking about viral in general. No, how do you make something like shared and shown so many times?
It's pure luck.
Well, but it's not like with Gillette.
Because they're already known.
So?
They already had millions of followers.
But you tell me it's pure luck for everybody, no?
No. Gillette that's a business.
Okay.
They're going to have millions of views and people are going to talk about that regardless because it's a known brand.
But as much would they talk about it if it was just a plain commercial?
What do you mean?
If they just made a plain commercial that didn't get any publicity. It was just a commercial.
Yeah, it was just
like
a commercial.
Like any commercial. Yeah. So then it's not viral.
No, that's not viral. Viral is like literally someone having like two followers and then they wake up. Or two views on their video and they wake up and all of a sudden
it's got
5 million.
Oh, so that's how you
view
it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
When they say, oh, I made it because my video went viral.
Right.
Not like a Gillette ad.
But I thought a viral is anything that duplicates itself a lot on social media.
Mm-mm.
Like retweeting and sharing and all that.
But it comes from nothing though. So like you can't take a brand like Gillette, like let's see how many followers they have. Let's say they have 500,000 followers on Instagram because 500,000 men use Gillette.
Right.
That's not considered going viral because you already have that plant base of 500,000 people that have already seen it. So it's easy for you to get millions and millions and millions of shares when you already have a large fan base. It's the person that has 5 followers that post a video and then they wake up and it's got 17 million views and they're like a sensation overnight.
Yeah. You think that happens?
Yeah, it happens all the time. Like just this, the gay kid I was just telling you about.
Wow.
He literally put on high heels, made a video about Chili's, like going to Chili's and how he's like broke and it went viral.
Really?
Yeah. Now he's getting paid by like women's clothing brands.
So people watch that shit.
Yeah, he's funny. He's hilarious. Like he figured one video and then he was like, okay, now I got my niche. Now this is my job.
Really?
Now all he does is make videos. But he got lucky.
Yeah.
Because the right people retweeted it. The right people were sharing it. And then it just kept getting shared.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he got lucky. And he made, if you go to his page before that video that went viral.
Right.
He had 1 million videos.
Really?
Yeah.
And none of them really caught on.
No.
Wow,
it was that one video that put him on the map.
And yeah, and there's no way he could have known that.
No, he probably just thought, I'm fucking around with my friends.
See, that's what I'm saying. Keep doing them then.
Mm-hmm. I don't really do videos.
But do different ones. You did YouTube.
I still do YouTube, yeah.
Okay, so on that shit.
Yeah. My views are okay, but I haven't gotten, like, the only video that really got a lot of views was the one about sucking Cameron Dallas's dick.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Okay, what if you actually did some work on all your traffic? You'd be able to probably raise it by quite a bit.
Yeah,
no?
I mean, I'm trying to be more consistent on YouTube because you get more subscribers the more consistent you are. So like I'm trying to post at least twice a week.
Yeah.
And then once I
and
get
what about Instagram?
Instagram, I don't get how Instagram works.
Really? I thought you did.
No, I mean, like I can see it, I can watch it, and like girls that have like 4.2 million followers and are like posting, you know, beauty blog pics or outfits from whatever clothing brand they're promoting, they can post whenever they want because they're already past the threshold of I got millions of followers, you know. I don't know how it works with someone like me. Like, does it, like, it'll show me like my best time to post is at 6 p.m between 6 and 9 p.m so I'll try to post between 6 to 9 p.m but it's not really making a huge difference in my page. Like, I just reached 349,000. I was at 348 forever, it feels like. I felt like I was at 348 for almost 6 months.
Well, maybe you haven't really done much.
I guess not.
Yeah Yeah, I haven't been on Instagram lately, but do you still post every day?
No, I don't post every day.
You used to post a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I post a decent amount.
Yeah.
I don't post every day, though. Like, maybe
but
I should.
But you used to, I think. I would see your stuff every day in 3-4 fucking posts.
Right. But I was doing a lot of videos, too, talking shit. But now I save my shit talking for my YouTube videos. Because it's like, if I put the same shit talking on my Instagram, no one's going to go to my YouTube.
Right.
So it's like, I got to pick and choose.
Yeah.
I mean, YouTube.
Do the longer ones on YouTube.
And then I could do like small shit talking ones on my on my Instagram. I'm trying to be a little more classy on there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and give more content, really.
Yeah, I definitely need to post more. 110%.
Yeah.
Like my last post was 2 days ago, so I definitely need to post something today.
And don't do a podcast with someone. Do something that focuses around you.
I already have a podcast.
Who you are? No. Well, do another one. What do you care?
Yeah, I guess.
It's your fucking channel. You know, you do whatever the fuck
but
you
I feel
want.
Like, I feel like for me, if I'm just going to talk by myself, that's what I'm on YouTube for.
Well, what I'm saying is, you need to promote your own brand.
Right.
You want to show people who you really are.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to share the limelight if you do it with somebody.
I know, but it's too late for that.
Why?
Because it's already good and it's talked about. I mean, if you listen to it,
no,
we sound really
I'm
good together.
Is why would you put all your eggs in one basket? Why not have a couple of shows for yourself? One alone, one with your partner, whatever.
I just feel like if I do a show by myself, that's YouTube. Because I just sit in front of a camera and I talk,
right.
Which is what I would do if I had a podcast by myself.
Right. Okay, no.
You know what I mean?
I guess that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I'll do story times. Like, I just did a story time about how me and Gabby fist fought.
Okay, so don't do that anymore. Now you need to talk about pop culture more. About what you know.
On my
YouTube? Yeah. That's what you got to do.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
look what you wrote a book about. You know?
I know.
So why would you say things about you and Gabby? Maybe people don't really want to know.
It has like 20,000 views in a night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, fuck
yeah. Yeah.
Wow, I don't know how you do this, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm going to actually test that and see.
Yeah, no, you know? I think
people are obsessed
with me and Gabby.
We'll see after the show. If you can get me more listeners, maybe we have a deal.
Right.
All right?
Okay, yeah.
Although I don't feel I need a lot. You know, I'm looking here, it's like we're getting like fucking record listenership. So I'm going, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah. It's pretty cool. That's good.
Yeah.
That's always a nice feeling.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, we work hard, right?
Right.
I don't have to get up every morning to come and do it, but I do.
Right.
Because I love it.
Right. And honestly, if it weren't for this, I wouldn't realize that I would have liked podcast or being in front of a microphone. Because for me, it's always been camera, 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 camera.
Right. So. Yeah. But here it's not scripted. You know, you don't have to worry about what you look like.
Right.
That the people watching you the whole time.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Exactly.
No, for sure.
It's nice to just be a voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're almost out of time. Well, we are out of time.
I'm
going to tease next week. The CEO of eHarmony is going to be here.
Is it a male or a woman?
A man. Yeah, and he's going to be here, and he's really cool, and they're going to talk to us about how to really fucking get a mate, you know, for life.
Right.
I mean, I've been dealing with fucking eHarmony. I already canceled it, although, you know.
Are you going to tell him that?
You have the 3 months. Yeah. No, I still have the 3 months, but I'm going to say, why the fuck?
My mom's about to cancel hers, too.
Yeah?
Because she keeps getting catfished. Fake
really?
Profiles, yeah.
No, I'm getting bullshit, man. I'm getting bullshit.
That'll be an interesting episode for sure.
Yeah, none that I would even consider close to being my league.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Anyway, thank you everybody for listening. Danny, thank you as
You
always.
Are welcome.
We have a beautiful day outside. It's just very crisp and cold.
Yeah, feels like a fall day in the East Coast.
Well, it is. Well, it's a winter day, actually. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Take care. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.